Hello, and welcome to Get In We're Going Healing, a place where we talk about mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being to help you learn to let go of the things that are holding you back from being your best, your greatest, your most authentic you. My name is Tova, and I will be your guide. So today what I want to talk about is blame. Now, this is a pretty loaded word. And depending on where you are on your healing journey, this might be very triggering for you. But we're going to talk about it anyway, because it's a very important part of the healing journey. So, the first thing I want to talk about, before we get into the actual talking about blame, I want to touch on a little bit about the purpose of lessons. Okay, and what your spiritual guides are trying to do. So if you've been on your spiritual healing journey, like I have been, then you are probably aware of your spirit guides and their purpose. And their purpose, of course, is to help you grow, to help you learn, to help you be your most authentic you, the real you, how to take off your masks, how to stop being something that you're not, how to be who you are. Okay. And they do this in multitudes of ways. Synchronicities are one way. Most often synchronicities are the way. Meditation, speaking to you through messages, through songs, through synchronicities, directly through meditation, through other people. All of those are ways that your guides help you to get messages that you need so that you can grow. It's kind of like the TV show Miracle Workers. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend that you check it out, particularly season one. Season two and season three go into a whole different direction. But in season one of Miracle Workers, you've got these cast of characters who are intervening in the humans' lives to help get a particular goal. These two people who have an interest in each other, but otherwise wouldn't have acted on it. They intervene to help these two people get together. And they manipulate things from above. They're watching down. They can see these people. They can see what's going on. They can see what they're doing. And they move things into place. They cause different things that then cause a reaction to help these two people get together. Now, the reason I bring that up is that's how I kind of see what our spiritual guides are doing. They're watching us. And they can see what we're doing, and they give us little nudges. They affect things. They shift things, all generally in the greater good, for our greater good, for us to develop and grow and move forward on our spiritual healing path. Okay. So with that being said, I do feel that people that we encounter, situations that we encounter, are all lessons. Now, other people don't always believe that. I've definitely got people within my life who don't feel that way, who feel that things just happen, and they're just things that happen, and there's no connection whatsoever. But I don't believe in coincidences. I believe that everything happens for a reason. And usually that reason is our growth. In some way, shape, or form or another. Sometimes it's adversity to help us learn resilience. Sometimes it's difficulty with another person that could be teaching us to create better boundaries, could be teaching us to stand up for ourselves, could be teaching us that some people just are not meant to be in our sphere of influence. And sometimes it's best to let them go. And sometimes it's so that we can help those people to grow and develop and change. Just by being around us, that's something that we say that might not register to them right away, might stick in there and come up in their mind later, and they remember that we said that, and that might help them on their journey. I do believe that everyone we encounter is meant to help us move forward in some way, or we're meant to help them. But even if we're meant to help them, they're also meant to help us, because it's a mutual thing. Everybody gets something out of it. Now, that brings me to the topic of blame. Blaming someone is about making them responsible for whatever. Whatever happened, okay? So whatever adversity, let's call it. Because more often than not, when we're blaming someone, it's not a positive. We don't blame someone for our success. We might attribute our success to them. We might give a nod to them for how they've helped us develop and grow. But often when we use the term blame, we're using it so that we can make someone else responsible for something uncomfortable or unpleasant that happened to us. Now, there are simple things such as somebody knocked over liquid and ruined, let's say, your term paper that you were supposed to submit. And now your term paper is ruined. And you might blame them for leaving the glass there, for knocking it over. But if we look at things from a greater perspective, and everything's meant to happen, then maybe it was meant to happen that that term paper got damaged. Maybe it was meant to happen that you had to rewrite it. Maybe it was meant to happen that this accident happened. Because again, I don't believe in coincidences. I don't believe in accidents. I believe that everything happens because it's meant to happen. Something, it's the catalyst for something else. And it's, of course, a catalyst for our growth. So if we take it in the category of interpersonal relationships, let's use the example of a romantic relationship, a romantic partnership, okay? So let's say your partner says something to you that causes a negative reaction in you, okay? It triggers a wound, okay? Maybe they say something that touches on a nerve and you get defensive and you get angry and you respond in a way that is somewhat unkind, but understandable because you've been hurt, and you retaliate and you say something hurtful or unkind back, and it goes back and forth until both people are hurting, and then you split off. Would it be fair to say that the other person is to blame because they said something hurtful? We might feel that way. We might say, if they hadn't said this, I wouldn't have done that. If they hadn't done this, I wouldn't have said that. And it's very easy to say someone else is at fault for our actions. But if we remember that the only person who is responsible for us is us, that no, we're not a puppet. Nobody is putting their hand inside us and making our mouth move like a puppet. Nobody is pulling our strings. Nobody is manipulating us to make us do anything. No one can make you do anything, right? You are always responsible for the actions, words, choices that you make. You are responsible for your emotional responses. Although it feels like you are not responsible because you tend to react. As you learn to develop your emotional regulation skills, you stop just reacting. You start learning how to temper your responses. You start learning how to calm yourself down and bring yourself into a balanced state before you respond. Now, this all takes time. This isn't something instant. If you're working on this, I commend you because it's hard work. If you've never learned this before, it's hard to learn to do. So I understand. I'm not blaming you. I am saying that we are responsible for the things that we say and do. We are responsible for our emotions. We are responsible for our thoughts. If we are not responsible for them, who is? And if we say that someone else is responsible, aren't we giving them the power to control us? Aren't we saying, you have the power to create upset within me? You have the power to make me act in a way that is unkind? You have the power to do that? And if we are, why would we give someone else the power? Why would we give them the remote control to our behaviors, to our thoughts, to our emotions? So when we blame, that's pretty much what we're doing. We're making the other person responsible for the things that we say and do. We're making them responsible for how we've responded to the particular stimulus, to the particular situation. So getting back to the spirit guides and their connection to it, the thing is, if we are making someone else responsible, then we're not growing. And I firmly believe that the spirit guides shift things into place so that we can develop and grow. So if that's the case, then they might orchestrate a particular situation to trigger us intentionally. And the purpose of the triggering, of course, is to practice. If we are working on emotional regulation, then we are going to find we are often triggered. Why? Because every single time we are triggered, those are opportunities for us to practice. Those are opportunities for us to work on the skill of emotional regulation. Every single time we are presented with an opportunity to regulate our emotions, someone causes something, a situation that would cause a feeling of upset, it is an opportunity for us to practice our emotional regulation skills. Now, this is not easy, okay? My kid triggers me all the time. And it is very hard sometimes when I'm feeling very depleted and my energy is quite low. It's very hard for me to regulate because I feel like I have nothing to work from. And I find myself more reactive. But those are also opportunities for me to demonstrate self-care, demonstrate boundaries, and to say, listen, I don't have the energy for this at this time. I cannot handle this at this time, so I'm going to choose to step away. And it's not to punish, it's to recognize that in that situation, I can no longer handle any more stimulus to create upset. I am not able to regulate in that moment, and I see that I'm not able to regulate in that moment, and that means I need to step away. If I choose to stay and continue being irritated until I blow up, then the question is, what did I learn from that? What area do I have to improve? I could have chosen to do more emotional regulation skills. I could have chosen to walk away. But if I'm trying to control my child and make him do what I want him to do, then it's not really going to work. Because as we said already, we are not in control of other people. We are only in control of ourselves. No matter how much we want to make someone else do something that we would find easier for us, we can't make anybody do anything. We can put the request, but if they choose not to do the request, if they choose not to help us in that way, if they choose to do whatever they're going to do, for whatever reason they're going to do it, we can't make anybody do anything. We have to choose what we're going to do if they choose not to work with us. Right? So getting back to blame, if we're blaming someone, then we're missing the opportunity for us to practice one of our skills. So let's give the example of a partner who is unworthy or untrustworthy. Okay, let's say they cheat on you. Okay, just as an example. So in that opportunity, in that situation, if your partner were to cheat on you, okay, we can easily jump to a space of blame. Yes, that person was the one who chose to step outside the relationship. Yes, that person was the one who chose to participate in unhealthy actions that caused damage to the relationship. Yes, they are responsible for their actions. However, it's also an opportunity for you to look at, is this person worth my time? Am I interested in staying in a relationship with someone who cannot control themselves? That's one of the things we can do. Another thing we can do is ask ourselves why they would participate in that. If this is someone that we are very heavily emotionally invested in, we can be there as support for them to help them. However, again, we have no control over someone else's actions. So if someone else is choosing to step out of the relationship and participate in relationships outside of the actual main relationship, and something that is not agreed upon, such as polyamory, but in a situation where you are monogamous and you are expected to only be with each other. If that person's stepping out, then they have their own issues to deal with, whatever reason they are dealing with for why they would step out, whether it's low self-esteem, whether it's low self-worth, whether they ended up in a relationship that was not right for them and they're looking for a way out and they're looking for the relationship to explode. Whatever reason they have for doing the actions that they did, those are their reasons. Those are their shadows that they need to work on. Those are those issues that they need to look at. And you can't do it for them. You can't heal that for them. They must do that on their own. So again, you have no control over the other person. You only have control over you. So then all that's left for you at that point is to decide, now that this has happened, what am I going to do about it? What choices am I going to make? Let's move it outside the relationship. Let's talk about a work environment. Let's say your boss is not being very kind. Your boss is being demanding and pushy and hurtful, and maybe they speak down to you, and maybe they try to manipulate you and control you. Obviously, this is an extreme example. You could choose to stay in that job and say, well, yes, I could get advancement. What if I left? I wouldn't have anywhere else to go. And you can give yourself all these excuses. But at the end of the day, you are the person who's in charge of your life. If you choose to stay in a work environment where you are not being treated with kindness, you are not being treated with appreciation, you are not being treated as if you have value, then the question is, why are you staying? What is it that that's feeding into within you? Why would you stay in a place where they don't value you? Do you feel that you could not find something better? Do you feel that the money is worth it? And if you feel that the money is worth it, is it that you are fearing that there's no other job out there that you would find that meets the financial requirements that this job does? That you're willing to put up with being treated so poorly for money? And is it the assumption that there isn't another place that would take you, that you don't have value to someone else? Those are things worth considering. But if we're just blaming, if we're just focusing on what the other person has done and the pain that it has caused us, we are missing the opportunity for us to grow. We are missing the opportunity for us to look at what it is highlighting within us that we actually need to see. And if we're understanding that our guides, the sole purpose is to help us grow, that they're orchestrating situations to help us develop and grow, then if we are blaming someone, we are missing that they are actually putting this in front of us for the purpose of our growth, for us to look a little deeper at our motivations and our reasoning for things and why something would trigger us and what that trigger is and what is underneath the trigger, what wound is being touched, what wound is being poked at that was already pre-existing that someone poked at. And as we talked about before, when someone pokes our wound, they're not to blame for poking our wound. The wound was already there. If the wound had been healed, there would be nothing to poke. So if someone pokes a wound that is already there, it is to bring the attention to the fact that there is a wound there that needs to be seen, that needs to be healed, and the infection needs to be taken out. And as we said, no one can do that for you but you. You are the one who has to look at the wound, clean it out, and heal it. So if someone is poking it and it hurts, they're not to blame for poking the thing that hurts. They are only bringing attention to the fact that there is something there that does hurt. And it should be paid attention to. It should be noticed so that you can heal it. And as we've said, that is your job to do. So when we focus on blaming others, we're really just missing opportunities for our own personal growth. And at that point, what does it get you? How are you growing from that? So I just wanted to bring that up to you. And I want to share just one small little thing that a friend told me many years ago. She was much more religious than I was. I'm more spiritual than religious. She was religious. And I told her that I had been praying for patience. And she told me to be careful when praying for patience. And I asked why. And she said, the way that it works is when you ask for patience, you will be given multiple opportunities in which to develop patience. Patience isn't something that just gets handed to you. You don't just wake up one day and you're a patient person. Patience is developed through trials, opportunities for you to develop the skill of patience. So opportunities that might put you into a state of impatience for you to work on finding patience. So she said to be careful when asking for patience because God, or in this case, the universe, your spirit guides, whomever, however you want to subscribe that, God will give you multiple opportunities that will test your patience simply so that you can develop greater patience. So when we're focused on blame, God or the universe or your guides or however you want to say it will give you more opportunities to practice self-reflection rather than blame. You will find more difficult situations happen to you for the purpose of developing greater self-awareness, greater healing within oneself. So the next time you feel the desire to blame someone else for the discomfort and pain that you are experiencing, take a minute to ask yourself, what is this highlighting in me and how can I change it within me? And that will help you grow. So I hope this was helpful for someone who is working on their path on personal development and self-reflection. And as always, if you're looking for more help, keep following this podcast. Follow me on social media if you have an interest in doing so. I share lots of content on Instagram and Facebook. If you are looking for a tarot reading to help you get greater insight into your personal things, send me an email at getinwheregoinghealing@gmail.com. I would be happy to set up a personal reading for you to help you work on the individual things that you need. Okay? And if you're looking for collective readings, I share those on my YouTube channel every week. And you can check out a collective reading, tarot, pick a cards, and see if something in there might resonate to help you. All right, so as always, keep letting go of the things that are holding you back from being your best, your greatest, your most authentic you. Love and light, fellow humans. Bye.